Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. Midday Show live from Philly Spring Training in Clearwater, Florida. But we're reacting to the Brandon Graham retirement press conference. 215-592-9494. Let's get a phone call here as people get to react, say goodbye to Brandon Graham as he hangs it up today after 15 years with the Eagles. Randy in Delaware is up. Hey, Randy.
Randy.
All right, put Randy back on hold. All right, Chuck in Mount Airy is up. Hey, Chuck.
Moment too big for
Chuck. All right, we'll get that together, and we'll get back to the phones here. I know a lot of people want to react. Perhaps we just got to get that in order for a second here. Regardless of that, the bottom line is this: when Brandon Graham got up there and started crying in the first 2 minutes, you could feel, Kyle, these press conferences are going to be emotional. Sometimes you're not sure how it's going to be. Like Fletcher was really quick last year.
Yeah,
Jason had his whole speech. Brandon was kind of in between, where he took a lot of questions at the end, but he also. He had a lot of people he wanted to thank, and he like 2 seconds in, he was emotional.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what was that, like 40 minutes?
About that, yeah.
No, it was like it was like 5 seconds before he started crying, though. He started crying.
You knew that was coming. Yeah. By the way, speaking of crying, we're on John Ritchie Watch tomorrow morning.
Oh,
he said John Ritchie Watch.
This is really
to be a mess.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
Especially after he crossed his paths with Wechter.
Yeah. No, it's retirement week.
Like,
yeah. No, there's going to be a lot there.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Joe's day.
He might not cry then.
I mean, no, let's hold on. No, John Ritchie's going
Ritchie's
to cry.
Cooked. Yeah.
Right, Ritchie's going to cry. But you know what? He's not going to be the only one. I mean, there's going to be callers and people that are crying the next couple of days. But Brandon, it's funny. The more that Brandon's career went on, I thought the more he just became more loved by this fan base. Let's talk to Chuck in Mount Airy, who is now up. Hey, Chuck.
Nice.
Okay. All right. We'll put Chuck back on hold, and we will figure that out. Okay. So, Hugh, Brandon Graham's career.
So, Hugh. Okay. Pivot. Hard pivot.
Pivot right away back to Brandon. When you think of Brandon, like, it's obviously the moment in the Super Bowl where he strips sack Tom Brady. But, like, what are you going to remember most about his career besides that play? Because that
besides
play,
that, yeah. Just the person that he was. Brandon was the type of cat, man. And you know, you're like this too, Joe. You speak to everybody. You're just the man of the people. That's one thing that's going to always stick out to me about Brandon. Brandon is the type of guy that he will stop and hold a conversation with the janitor as well as the guy that's in the restaurant cooking the meal. Like, that's just the type of person he is. And, you know, I'm not like that. You're like that. You are a very, very personable person. And it does us well for what we do. Brandon's the same way. Like, I look at Brandon, man, and there's been times where I've been in his presence, and you can't walk with Brandon without Brandon speaking to everybody that speaks to him. I mean, and that's commendable. You know, especially when you talk about the type of day that he has and how busy he's been. For him to have that type of time and care that much because he's been through so much. Like, I can't imagine, and I've never had to, what it's like to be called a bust. Like, and to have that, you know, follow you for as long as it did, Brandon. You know, I had a moment where it was trending that way for like a couple of days. You know what I mean? And dealing with that type of pressure. But to have the type of pressure where your first couple years, and it was no fault of your own that you got hurt and people just looked at you like you were overdrafted, you know? Just think about it like this. Bryce Huff, in one season, got a ton of money. And there's already conversation about moving on from him because of his lack of production.
And that was just 1 year.
That was just 1 year.
And they won the Super Bowl.
And they won the Super Bowl. That, like, you got a lot of factors that are covering up that deficiency. Like, because let's be honest, if we're in a down year and the defense didn't play the way that they played, Bryce Huff would be on the tip of everybody's tongue talking about we paid all this money for this cat.
And you'd be in trouble.
I would be killed. I'd be getting cooked royally. But and Brandon dealt with that because – you're talking about a time where the team wasn't, if I'm not mistaken, his first couple years, that was when they were on the down spiral because Big Red was on his way out.
2010, they made the playoffs, lost first round. Next year was the dream team year, which was a disaster. Yeah. Then the next year, he got hurt, and it was the Big Red's last year.
Yeah, you're trending down, and then Chip Kelly comes in. BG, if you're listening, man, write a book because I hate to be that guy, but I'm messing, and I'm going to bring up something in the past.
Oh, no.
That happened. The whole Riley Cooper thing. I'll write a book about that. You can do a whole chapter on that in the whole Chip Kelly thing.
You're the kind of guy who skips right to that chapter.
Yeah. Oh man, I'm gonna scroll through. I'm gonna go right to that chapter, and I want to know BG's take because we've heard Shady talk about it and talk about how Chip. I need to see it from BG's perspective. I want to read the Riley Cooper, and you know what? I got a title for the book for that chapter.
Oh,
the Riley Cooper Experience.
Okay, that was a little more attained than I thought you were going
to
go with.
I'm trying to keep it because we all grown. Everybody know what happened.
Yeah, we do.
I want to keep the people guessing.
So, I mean, I'd read it in a heartbeat. Q, for me, what I think about with Brandon, besides the play, right, from the strip sack of Tom Brady, is his positivity, which I think helped him get through those tough years at the beginning.
he's
the most positive player I've ever heard talk, to the point where we used to kid when we play cuts of him, like, of course Brandon thinks it's going to be fine. But I think teams need that. You need positive people.
No, it was not this year so much, but last year, riding in.
When things were going bad.
And Brandon be like, oh, y'all go see.
We got it.
Be like, dog, for real. But
that's him. That's who he is.
Yeah. That's who he is. And you know what's funny? Like, and I don't think I'm talking out of turn, but we were kind of talking about, you know, not going into too much detail. We were kind of talking about his next move. And I told him, I just said, dog, let's just, you know, you're on the other side now. So I could talk to you, you know, like we could talk. Dog, you ain't about to be controversial. I said, let's just call it what it is, B. You ain't about to be controversial. So there's that. So now
it's not messy like you.
You know what I'm saying? I said
you are.
Because we, like I've always said in this business, when you've played professional sports and you become a talking head, you're gonna have a moment where you're gonna be asked a question about somebody that you might know personally. And you have to be honest. You gotta give me honest opinion.
Well, especially right after you're done playing, because those guys went through this.
Yeah. Yes. And you're going to probably have to say something that most, even if you think you're cool, they're not going to understand. And I was like, dog, let's just be honest. You're not about to do that. And you know who else is starting to find that he's going to have to start pushing that envelope just a little bit? He's not there, but he's getting close to it. It's Kelsey. Jason's in the same situation. And he's going to have to start being a little bit more sharp with his tongue. Because that's what moves the meter nowadays. You have to be able to give your honest opinion and probably say some things that people don't like, and it's going to be uncomfortable.
Yep.
You know, and I don't think, to be honest, I don't think BG's, I don't think he's going to want to do that initially. Now, as he progresses through, you know, retirement or whatever, maybe he'll get to that point. But I don't really see that being him doing that.
Kyle, what's you, like when you think of BG, besides the play, what are you going to remember?
Yeah, I sort of echo what he was saying. He's maybe like one of the most genuine people you've ever met, yep. Or like I've ever met, especially like a professional athlete. You know, we know what Hugh's like sometimes off the air.
Yeah, I mean,
antisocial.
And I am very,
not to be disrespectful.
I am very, very anti. And I talked to Joe about that,
right.
Because that's something that I struggle with,
yeah.
Because I'm not a friend of everybody.
Right.
It takes me a while to warm up to people.
Every time I've met Brandon, you almost forget he's an active player.
Right.
And
yeah.
I mean that in a positive
yeah.
way. Like,
yeah.
He's just there as, like, with us on the radio station. And like, he's just one of us.
And,
yeah.
Like, I've done, like, the remotes for, like, Chickies and Pete's and stuff. And then, you know, Brandon's coming in for the Brandon Graham show. And he actually, like, he goes out of his way.
To speak to everybody.
To address you. And not only that, like, I guess, like, a good way that I can describe it, just, like, anecdotally, is he will come up to you, ask you how you're doing, and, like, legitimately await your response. Like,
yeah.
He wants to – it's not just, like, a throwaway, like, what's up line. He, like, actually wants to know
he means it, yeah.
how you're doing. Like, what's going on with you? Like, he looks you right in the eyes and is like, hey, man, like, how are you doing? And he wants to actually know. Like, he's just a very, very genuine guy.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's something, man, that a lot of people don't have.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, and that's one thing about him that I remember and will always admire. Because that's not me. I'm not that friendly.
So as you guys were talking about Brandon and just like who he is, I saw a photo a few minutes ago. Elliot posted, I think it was Elliot, of it's BG and Fletcher went to the press conference and Lane Johnson.
Yeah.
I don't think the Eagles will ever top back-to-back-to-back first-round picks like that.
Yeah.
Nah.
Again. Or then, actually, it was 3 out of 4 years. It was 2010, 2011,
yeah,
and then 2013.
And then
right,
the tight-knit group that they are.
Yep.
The quarterback came. Mm-hmm. That's like it might not sound.
Oh, the Jalen
like,
was there.
Yeah, the quarterback came. I mean, that might not, and I understand that they're neighbors and everything, and you know he basically rode for Jalen, but still he came, and that just shows you how much of an impact that Brandon has had on that team, you know, because quarterbacks they don't really go to a whole lot of stuff that defensive players do,
yeah.
and that's just been my experience with it, like not taking shots at anybody, it's just two different sides of the ball. But for him to go there, man, and be there, I mean, that means a lot.
The other thing that's amazing about BG's career is like there's different careers within the same career. Because we've mentioned the beginning was rough, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then he bounced back, and he had like a 5 or 6 year run. Like I'm talking like 2014-ish to 2018, 2019, where he was one of the better defensemen in the NFL.
Yeah.
But he had like a third act. In the last 3 or 4 years where he was still good. I mean,
yeah.
He had double-digit sacks when they went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. I remember saying this season, before he got hurt, he might have been their best edge rusher. I mean, Hugh, that's impressive to still be able – now his role changed. He became more part-time. But, like, he was still good
end. He was effective when they put him out
yes.
there, man. And so much so that it tells you a lot for a defense coordinator to come here with all these young Thundercats around. And he'd be like, no, I'm going to go with this old-ass dude right here.
Week one, he was on the field the whole time.
I'm going to go with this old-ass dude right here. And he's going to be the guy that is going to be, you know, the leader of my defense. That is crazy. I mean, that's what I say, man. Admiration, I didn't even think that word basically sums up how I feel about it.
It's a good word for him.
It's because you've been through so much, man. It's like you've been through so much. And you've seen sides of this city that a lot of people haven't seen, and you've lived to tell about it. That's the most fascinating thing about it. You saw the city at its worst, its absolute worst, and then you saw it at its best.
And he was
in 15 years, Joe. 15 years.
You talk about a book, the chapters. I mean, Kyle, he was on some of the worst Eagles teams in the last 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously, he was on the whole 15, but like, there were some bad years. 12 was bad. 20 was bad. The Chip Kelly thing was bad. But then he also reached the top of the mountain twice.
He's seen everything.
Yeah.
And I think the interesting part about those first few years and like how they didn't go so well for him, like he almost like loves us for it. And I guess like it's because he came out of it and it was an experience for him, right? I'm sure he didn't love it at the time. But it was a big part of his career and why he's where he is now.
You know what it is? I understand what you're saying, but I don't think it's love. I think that Brandon, it's more perspective than anything.
Right, because that's what I mean, like an appreciation for it.
Well, it's more like because, you know, you probably – I would assume that every person that he meets, he's nice to, but he in the back of his mind, he's probably always wondering, was this one of the cats that was calling me a bust or talking bad about me? Because it's a good chance that it was. Mm-hmm. And you know, you never forget that. You never forget that, but it also keeps you grounded and it keeps you humble.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's what Brandon is.
Right. And, like, I think he said something in his statement, like, you know, everybody always kept me accountable here. Like, that's that was sort of that kind of relationship that he had with Philadelphia fans.
Yeah.
The other thing, and I don't know this. Now I'm starting to wonder if maybe it's why he's always had a kinship with Sirianni. Brandon Graham, and I know I don't exercise this much. Most of our listeners don't. Isn't Brandon Graham's career an exercise in patience? Like, he worked out. It was a great pick. It took us a while to realize
that. But not only that.
Sometimes it takes time to know what a player's
going
to be.
Hell, the Eagles were patient with him as well.
They kept him around.
How many teams you know in this era have a first-round draft pick, have the first three seasons that Brandon has had, and then you say, oh, well, you're giving – give me the first three seasons. Give him 12 more. Mm. See what happens.
Right.
That doesn't happen.
Nope.
Doesn't happen a whole lot. So that right there, man. Look at Brian Dawkins. Brian Dawkins is a perfect example. At one point, they said, you know what? As well as Brian was playing, you know what? We ain't willing to pay. He went to Denver.
Yep.
He played a couple more years in Denver. They didn't want that to happen with Brandon.
Right.
They learned from their mistakes, man. They learned from their mistakes. And – bottom line, they take care of their own. That's the biggest thing. You know, you can say what you want to, but if you give it back to them and you stay loyal to the program, I mean, hell, they'll take care of you.
You know what the most ironic part is? He was the right pick. Like, at the end of the day, I know Earl Thomas had a nice run for about 5 or 6 years in Seattle. This guy won more. He hung around longer. He was an excellent player for a long time. Imagine saying that 12 years ago, Kyle. Like, actually, sorry, Brandon Graham is the right pick. Just give it time.
It's crazy. Like, and he was just mentioning it. Like, not a lot of people are afforded that kind of patience. Like the Bryce Huff example. Like, we're ready to get him out of here now. I don't think anyone would bat an eye if he was gone by tomorrow. If they ended up trading him, like, and that's a 1 year thing.
Yeah,
barely even got on the field. Like Brandon Graham. First three seasons, and then like you said, the way it started for him to have 12 more after that, and for it to end the way it did, it's remarkable.
Yeah, and look, the fact that he got to come back and play in the Super Bowl is such a cool ending to this. I remember when he got hurt, and Elliott and some other people were like maybe not, he could come back. He's hinted at it. The fact he was able to do it, that was awesome. He did say during the press conference that he probably would have fought to come back if he couldn't. Like he got to have the storybook ending. 215-592-9494. All right, we had a little phone issue there. I believe we're back on board now. So 215-592-9494. Your reaction to Brandon Graham, his retirement, his legacy here in Philadelphia, an all-time Eagle. I mean, to play 15 years, over 200 games in this uniform, what a career. And we get to go back to the phone lines with Herb in the Northeast. Hey, Herb.
What's up there, Joe?
Herb. What's up, Herb?
What's up, guys? How's the sunshine burning you up, right?
Sunshine is beautiful, Herb. Herb, how you doing today?
I was supposed to umpire last night, yesterday afternoon. I was supposed to umpire again this afternoon over 11th and Bigler, and both of the games got rained out, so I got to wait.
So it's raining.
Is it raining back home, or is it just wet today?
It rained on Sunday night into Monday.
Yeah.
Did it rain yesterday, Herb?
No, it didn't rain yesterday, but a lot
Are
of these
you
teams,
sure?
They don't want to clean
that. With the morning show Twitter
they don't
person.
Have, so you, they don't have the manpower to clean the fields. You know what I mean?
Well, we got to figure that out. Yeah, we got to. So, Herb, what do you think about BG, Brandon Graham?
So, I want to talk about BG, okay? BG, I want to thank you if you're listening. I want to thank you for all the years that you put that Eagle uniform on, the green, black, silver, and white, okay? You gave us unbelievable defense, and you were a great captain the way you got in that clubhouse, in that locker room, and you told those guys what it was about, and you brought the heat, and you showed us on the field, and you got these guys believing in a lot of different things. You worked your tail off. Sure, it takes a few years to become a superstar in Philly or whatever you want to call it, but you finally made it to the mountaintop in 2018, and you got that trophy, and now you got another one. I told you a couple months ago, you can still make it. You can still make it. Do the things. You'll be there for the Super Bowl in February. I told you that a bunch of times at Chickie and Pete's, that even though you tore that tricep, I said you're going to be back for February.
And he was. Herb, you gave him that inspiration to hold on.
I was right. I pumped him up, and I was right. And let me tell you, you got two rings now to walk away with two rings. A lot of guys don't even have one ring.
Most don't. Yeah, right. I mean, it's hard to win one, Herb, let alone two. Herb, appreciate it.
That was touching.
Well, we got the rain situation locked down.
That moved me to tears.
I admire your pettiness in that.
Well, I'm just glad we got his take on Brendan Graham in there. We needed that. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuck!
Way to stay focused.
What's up, Chuck?
Yo, y'all hear me now?
Hey, Chuck. Yeah, we got you.
Yo, Gilio, what's the Gilio here?
What's up,
Chuck?
Hey, listen. Hey, Cal with him, too. Hey, listen, let me just say this, right? Vengeance belongs to the Lord, not man, okay? And when I think of my man BG, I think of that. You know, he's just a guy that took everything in stride. You know, one of the most down-to-earth guys that you ever meet. And, you know, I'm going to miss him as an Eagle, man. I am, man. Like, and I don't get this way about too many players, but he's genuinely one of my favorite Eagles because he's just down to earth, man. You meet him in person. He's not standoffish. You know, I'm talking about talk to you for about 15, 20 minutes like as if you was a cousin or something, man. You know what I mean? And he always makes people feel comfortable around him, man. And, you know, guy is just – I was fortunate enough to meet the guy a few times. And, man, what you get on the radio, you get in person, man. And he was just even, you know, an incredible football player, but even better human being from what I've seen. You know, good husband, good family man. You know, you tell which way he talks about his family. And, man, just a good guy, man, that you want to represent your organization, man. He's going to be sorely missed. And, man, I tell you, he got the biggest play in Eagles history, man. You know, single play in Eagles history. And that strip sack, you know, for our first Super Bowl. So, you know, 55, man, great career, dog. And great human, man. And hats off to you, man. And I just wanted to call up and, you know, and like I said, you know, I don't, you know, I feel about certain players, man. But that's one dude right there who just defied the odds and kept going. He kept going, man. You know what I mean? Didn't keep letting things keep him down.
And to do it for 15 years, Chuck, you're right. I mean, 15, incredible.
Yeah, he took lemons and made lemonade out of it, man. And I'm just so happy for him, man. He was able to get another ring going away out the door. He's going out on top, you know. Peace out, 55. You won't sorely be missed, but you're always going to be a staple in the city, brother. That's all I got to say.
Good call, Chuck. We appreciate it. Yeah, I think here's the way I frame it to end that call. He became fully appreciated. Like, I haven't talked to someone in I don't know how long that didn't appreciate the player and person and leader that Brandon Graham became. 215-592-9494. Your calls on Brandon Graham, the retirement press conference today, your reaction to an all-time Eagle, a guy that played more games in this jersey than anyone ever, calling it a career today. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. We'll hit your phone calls. And Orion Kirkland will sit down with us before we hand it off to the afternoon show. We're live at Philly Spring Training on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is turning the excitement up even higher for college basketball. Through the first two rounds of the tournament, bet on the lowest winning seed of the day, and you'll win a share of $1 million in bonus bets. Now, that's an upset you will not be upset about. I think Michigan could go down early in this tournament. FanDuel is the best place to bet on the tourney. You can bet everything from spreads to money lines to team totals, plus so much more. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your dog of the day, because in March, anything can happen. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.